And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. Google is expanding its operation at Pryor. The company's CEO, Sundar Pichai, made the announcement at the Mid-America Industrial Park yesterday.
And I'm pleased to announce that we'll be investing another $600 million to expand the data center here and create an additional 100 jobs for the Pryor community.
That brings the total investment into Oklahoma to $3 billion. The River Spirit Hotel and Casino will reopen earlier than expected. The flooded facility will reopen a week from today. The Muscogee Creek Nation paid employees while that operation was shuttered. That cost the tribe around $2.5 million. Despite the flood damage, many people will rebuild on the same spot. Tim Lovell is the director of the Disaster Resilience Network, and he says rebuild stronger with fortified homes.
If you build your home stronger, you build your roof stronger, then it takes less time for you to get back in and get back to normal.
Meanwhile, buyer beware. The AAA Auto Club expects flood-damaged cars to make it to the market soon. The club's Mark Medea says there are several signs that a car has been flooded.
Look for fog and moisture inside the light, inside the headlights, the tail lamps. That's a telltale sign. Let your nose be the guide.
He says pull back the carpet and check the gas tank. Former OU president David Boren says he cut ties with the university because he was tired of the relentless, vicious attacks. In a written statement, Boren says he still loves OU. The former governor and U.S. senator has reportedly been the target of a sexual harassment investigation. With two oil tankers on fire in the Persian Gulf, oil prices soared for a while yesterday. When oil prices jump, gasoline prices usually follow. However, Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com doesn't think this one incident will do that.
This is the start of a trend that may be more worrisome, but there is no sign that that would happen.
Gasoline prices in Tulsa can be found for $2.17 this morning, and the price of oil is around $52 a barrel. Our weather forecast, showers and thunderstorms possible, a high of 84, overcast and warm tonight, 72 for a low. National Weather Service radar shows rain in the area this morning. Now we have light rain in 68. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.